Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 6-3-2022. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yes, sirree, Bob. Things are not looking too good in this old stuff, let me tell you that. But, you know, it's not like if we read the Bible that the Lord Jesus has not told us about it. Really is not, you know. It should come as no surprise, but then there's a whole lot of people that go to church but don't believe in the Lord, or go to church but don't really think the Bible's literal, or go to church but don't think this, that, or the other. And meanwhile, as we go through central Iowa this afternoon, a huge, long military train with all kind of camo vehicles, etc. on it, heading west, heading west, heading west. So you can see where they're going. You can see where you're heading west to. Because you got Russia and you got China in the west, do you not? And therein lies the rub. Therein lies the problem, you see. Yes. So I don't know exactly what's going to be the time. I don't know exactly what's going to be the time, but I do know that there is going to be a lot of stuff happen, you see. A lot of stuff is getting ready to happen. And how do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. Yes, it does. Now, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, if you've seen the pictures of $9.45 a gallon regular in the Chevron gas station in Mendocino, not far from the California Fort Bragg. Mendocino. That's almost $10 a gallon. That's what this government in power, this Biden regime, this Red China Joe regime wants. They want, from the very beginning, he told you we're going to break the fossil fuels industries up and destroy them. We're going to go all to the solar and the technique and all that. You know, I'm all for solar. I'm all for wind. I'm all for all the stuff, the geothermal, all these things. But I just was thinking about today. Just think about that. You know what? Maybe our aircraft carrier, because, you know, nuclear is bad, too. Nuclear is bad, you see? So, therefore, I think we should make our aircraft carriers all electric. And, of course, our fighter jets, all electric. You see, all electric. And then we can put good-paying union jobs can be made to put charging stations in the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, but only ones that our plugs fit into. Ha, 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 ha! It'll only be our plugs for our aircraft carriers and Arleigh-Burke-class destroyers, you know? Of course, then again, we'll have to call time out. Have to call time out in the war. China, we're calling time out. We're going to set up for the charger, but we need new lithium-ion batteries. Can you send us some for our aircraft carriers so we can come in and attack you? So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. It must be Trump's fault, you know. It must all be Trump's fault. It must be the Republicans' fault, you see. It's all that. And I'm not all, my family, I had a family years and years and years ago that, you know, were Whigs, and they were also New Lincoln and things like that. And they helped to form the Republican Party. And as a young kid, I remember a certain Republican congressman sitting at the dining room table talking to my mom and dad, you know. Actually, in the kitchen, he having a cup of coffee. And he was the head of the Republican House group at that time. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, I have no good feeling for what's coming at all in this country or around the world. I have none whatsoever. And right now, there are the Bilderbergs meeting in the D.C. area, and everybody who's somebody wanted to get invited to that, and you're going to have people emerge. And, oh, now they say up front on their website, you see, they say up front, let me see if I can read it to you. It's just kind of sickening, you know. The press release, let's see. The 68th Bilderberg meeting will take place from 2 to 5 June 2022, Washington, D.C. About 120 participants from 21 countries have confirmed their attendance. And as ever, a diverse group of political leaders and experts from industry, finance, academia, labor, and media has been invited. The list of participants is available on BilderbergMeetings.org. Oh, very interesting. The key topics for discussion are geopolitical realignments. Well, I guess the United States should be not a country anymore, perhaps, huh? NATO challenges. Oh, well. China. Yes, well, we ought to just get rid of all the guns in America. Then China could come in with Red China Joe. Indo-Pacific realignment. Sino-U.S. tech competition. Oh, and yes, and the Chinese have ordered Secretary of Defense Austin to come. Come, and you must talk to us about the U.S. competition and tech competition between us and you. And then they got to make sure that General Milley's going to call them when we're getting ready to attack the Chinese. Or when they tell him, hey, we're going to go ahead for Taiwan. You better stand down. Otherwise, we're going to zap you. Okay? Continuity of government. Oh, this is great. With number 6, Russia. And then number 7, the lucky 7. Continuity of government and the economy. Oh, so continuity of government and the economy. You know what continuity of government means? It means martial law under FEMA. Martial law under FEMA. Continuity of government and the economy. That tells me the economy is going to blow up, going to drop out the bottom, going to go out the sides, out the top. Go kaboom or implode, explode, whatever it's going to do. That means food. That means gasoline. That means everything. But what they're going to do, because it's going to get so bad, they're going to get you on the continuity of government, which is what I talked about last night. I'm not even going to give you the rest of the topics, you see, because it's just ridiculous. Oh, now let's see what this is. It says participants. Oh, here it is. Oh, you got all. Deputy Secretary, Department of the Treasury. Adewale Adeyemo. Okay? Oh, yes. Roger C. Altman from the USA, founder and senior chairman of Evercore. Sam Altman, USA, CEO of OpenAI. The AI. Anne Applebaum, staff writer of that communist magazine, The Atlantic. Yes, I could give you all of them here. James H. Baker, director, Office of Net Assessment, Office of the Secretary of Defense. Oh, yes, we've got to get Bilderberg to run our Defense Department. Yes, let's see if I see any more Americans here. Albert Bourla, chairman and CEO of Pfizer. Yes, he's going to meet because he had the meeting with about five people in 2019, they all met and decided that the population of the planet must be reduced by 50% by the year 2023, by next year. So he's no doubt coordinating that with the Bilderbergers, all right? William J. Burns, director of the CIA. E-I-E-I-O. Oh, yes. Why don't you just get in there? You're really spying on our enemies, aren't you there, William J. Burns? Just ridiculous. Kirk Campbell, White House Coordinator for the Indo-Pacific NSC. Oh, yeah, National Security Council. There's so many of these things here. Yahya Banus, Adjunct Senior Fellow, Senator for the New American Security. The New American Security means that we should give it all up to the Red Chinese and to Klaus Schwab. You will own nothing, but you will be happy because we are putting the order into the chaos. Let me tell you what, Bilderberg scum, Bilderberg Luciferian scum, Bilderberg Luciferian scum, Bilderberg Luciferian scum. And here you go. The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, chapter 23, Matthew, King James Bible. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. And neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither ye suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple or by Bilderberg, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? All right, I'm going to skip down here, but I'm going to go to some things right at the end of this. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. And even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous and say, if we had been in the day of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore you be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send to you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon earth, and from the blood of the righteous and Abel, and the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come to pass this generation. Let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. The Bilderberg, can you hear your career dissipation siren? Be-bah, be-bah, can you see the flashing light? Can you see it? Be-bah, be-bah, be-bah. Well, let me tell you what. When the Lord Jesus comes with his mighty angels, and he comes back on the planet, and he comes against Lucifer, your little G-God who you worship, and he comes against you and your 200 million man armies and all your stuff. Let me tell you what. You're going to go down the fiery furnace. You're going to go down the chute. You're going to burn forever. You're going to burn forever in the plasma fire of hell. That's what you're going to do, Bilderberg. And oh, they say on there, the people that meet with us, even though some of them may be in government or this or that, they meet as individuals, not as their office. Bull crap! Bull Shiite! Bilderberg, may the Lord Jesus, may our Father in heaven strike you all down. May he strike you down and leave you in the swamp of D.C. Or may he put you and have you put on light poles. May he have you put on light poles for all the people to see about what the Lord is capable of against the most evil, against the most evil Luciferian scumbags on this planet. In Lord Jesus' name, I pray that, Lord Jesus, that you take these people and that you either turn them now and have them get on their knees and repent of their sins, or you take them and, Lord, you see that they get stricken down and struck down at the appropriate time and that they go to hell and burn forever. And now, you know, we got this Pfizer guy. And, oh, he says to the audience the other day there at the World Economic Forum, and we're going to reduce the population. We had the meeting by 50% by the year 2023. And I can tell you today, he says, last week he says, and we're well on the way to getting it done. And then there's a standing ovation. Standing ovation. And I tell you what, I heard from my old friend whose son had a motto, was a never quit, all right? Never quit. Son was a tough football player in California. I mean, a real toughie. And then in his senior year, he developed cancer. But he never quit. And he told his father never to quit. And his father already knew that, because I'm going to tell you what. Hats off to Bravo Company 2/1 of the 196th. And they were surrounded, and they never quit. They just kept putting fire on downrange. They kept fighting, even if it was hand-to-hand. They never quit. And there's some real good ones here, real good ones left. And I'll tell you what, they'll never quit. I'm not going to quit. You're not going to quit. If you're listening to this show, the Lord Jesus may have chosen you, and you may not know it, to be the leader in your area. Could be your neighborhood, your city, your little town, your stretch of country road, your block in the big city. But the Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and he will choose you. You may not think you're to be chosen. You may not think you're worthy. You may not think any of it. But let me tell you what. He comes to you and he says to you, I need you to go stand in the gap. I need you to stand in the gap against evil and never quit. And never quit. And you better be willing to say, hey, Lord, whatever it is you need, I'll do it. Lord, I need to have sanctuary, true sanctuary for my family. He'll say, fine, put them over here or keep them right where they're at. And you go out and stand up. And if possible, if there's any of your other family members, then you take an arm and stand the gap against what is getting ready to come. Now, what is getting ready to come, we cannot define. We do not know. Because it could be troops to take your guns from Red China Joe. And all these senators and congressmen saying, don't give me any baloney or bull crap about the about constitutional rights or the Bill of Rights. Well, you see, there you are. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. There you are. And now they want to give Pfizer and Moderna shots to your five-year-olds. They're going to try to con you into giving it to them to protect them against the COVID. And meanwhile, you start to read what's going on in these medical deals and medical journals. And they're now talking about how some of the monkeypox might be asymptomatic or mild symptoms. Or maybe you don't see the spots or the pox or, you know, whatever. Maybe you just feel bad. And now in the same article, they're talking about get this and understand, because I've been talking to you about lab manipulation, bioweapon lab manipulation of Ebola and of smallpox or monkeypox, calling it Ebola pox. Now we've got an article talking about possible asymptomatic Ebola. Oh, so you see, they may be starting to play with it, you see, and combine them. And that bill, the bat from Kentucky bit the Wolverine from Michigan, and all of that. Then that bit the fox in Virginia, and then the Virginia fox was taken home for the kids, and all of that. And then meanwhile, Fauci and whatchamajigger, Bill Gates of hell, Bill Gates of hell, are financing new bird flus. Well, if the bird flus combine with swine flu, or maybe they combine sort of into the asymptomatic Ebola and monkeypox, then they've got a real witch's brew of hemorrhagic fever. And I can tell you that in Australia, allegedly a big pharmaceutical company in the 90s developed Ebola pox with a 90% plus kill ratio. Do you think you need to maybe get you some NBC gear, a Tyvek F suit at least? Or you, your family. And any kind of disinfectants and any kind of stuff you might have. And I'm going to tell you what. You know, your fish tanks may need antibiotics and antivirals, you know. They may need them. Your fish, and maybe you need mezzo silver or mezzo gold from purest colloids. Mezzo silver. You go to stevequayle.com, click on mezzo silver. You contact him, you say, hey, I clicked through Steve, but old Hawk told me to do it. Frankie Keys will take care of you and consider getting, because I'll tell you, when this thing goes this time, I think still the Lord tells me, and I get this feeling in my bones, the power grid in this country is going to go. And they're doing everything to tell you right up front, because that's their black magic, ain't it? They tell you up front what they're going to do to you. Oh, there's going to be rolling blackouts and power outages from here on out, right? Well, what's that mean? That means you ain't going to have electricity. And maybe if they don't totally darken the skies with nuclear winter or with all of the volcanoes that are going to blow, then maybe there's still some sunlight that you can use, like a Harbor Freight $189. Go to Harbor Freight, look up the solar, the 100-watt solar small system that's got all the cords, a couple small light bulbs. It's got a little charge controller and that kind of stuff. And get you then some battery storage batteries with enough amp hours. You can put a few of them back in a wooden box that's ventilated, not inside your house, or be careful where you put it. You know, you could build a box on the back of your house or the back of your garage that's well ventilated but protected from the rain. You could have your cords, all that there. You can be done with your RV, with your trailer, or with your RV truck, or whatever. It can be connected up to it. You can travel with it. It folds up. But look at it, Harbor Freight. I'm just telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you read One Second After by William R. Forschen, Forschen, if you read Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls, you see. I've told you also about that one book, you remember? Told you about that book as well. World War, Civil War II by Thomas Chittum. Civil War II. The Coming Breakup of America. Thomas Chittum. Get a hold of the books, try to read them. Read them while you still can, but you better get you a big print, red letter edition, King James Version of the Holy Bible, and start reading what Jesus has to say. Because what he's telling you is what's exactly starting to go down. Wars! Rumors of wars! Famines! Pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are just the beginning of sorrows. This is just the beginning. So I'm going to tell you what. You better proof yourself up. You better stand at attention and click your heels. You better get ready. Get down in your fighting stance. Make sure your K-bar knife is sharp. Make sure you've got 10 or 12 magazines loaded to the bear, right? You see, and on the ready. Make sure you got your boot knife as well as the K-bar. Make sure you're ready to go and get in your fighting stance, and you stand your watch. You stand your watch and look downrange, and when they come to you, do not shirk. Do not shirk, because I'm going to tell you what. You move into them. You move into them, and you take out a dozen or two dozen for every one of you. And I'm going to tell you what. Just like I read last night, old Solzhenitsyn knew how to say it. If people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. Yeah, like maybe 308 or 76239 or 223 or 6.8 Creedmoor or whatever it might be, or just a good old 22 rifle, all right? And then maybe you got somebody's got him a good machete, and a K-bar or a good tomahawk. You know, I'll tell you something else. Old Mickey LaPua. Mickey LaPua could throw a tomahawk about 40, 30, 30, 40, 50 feet and hit a bullseye. And I'd like to see old Mickey LaPua come in there on him just like Mel Gibson. Just like Mel Gibson. A hooking and a jabbing, a sticking and a stabbing, you know? The Army knows how to do it, but the old Marines know how to do it, too. Not the new Marines that hold ducks in their locker, in their quarters, their nice little apartment, you know, unit. Up from a sub 50 feet below, make a head call and I'm ready to go. Grease gun, K-bar by my side. These are the tools that make man die. A lefty, right, a layer. A lefty, right, a do. That's an old Marine Corps recon ditty. And now they got the Raiders back, too, and I think that's good. But I'm going to tell you what. You better get some old chesty pullers, and you better get some old timies in there. They fired the good one. They got rid of the good one who spoke up after Biden blew the deal in Afghanistan and got everybody killed and gave away $84 billion worth of weapons so the Taliban can guard the lithium, gold mines, silver mines, iron ore mines, can guard the third largest untapped oil and gas reserves on the planet for Red China. I'll tell you what, when you have a head of state that's basically committing treason and whose son takes $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese Bank and they don't do anything about that and they don't even want to talk about it on TV. Oh, boy. And these people that are in D.C., these Bilderbergs, here's what they're doing right now. Because Albert Pike had the plan back in 1871. He told it to Giuseppe Mazzini of the European Masonic. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian Tour of the Illuminati, the Bilderberg, between political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism state of Israel mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral and spiritual and economical exhaustion. And then Pike says, we, and this is the Bilderbergs and the WEF, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. And then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, Pike says, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light, they say, through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Well, let me tell you what, WEF Klaus Schwab, let me tell you what, Bill Gates of Hell, Soros, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Turner, Texas, whoever the heck it is. Who whoever the heck it is, and whether you send NORTHCOM, or you send the Red Chinese, or you send the Russians, or you send this one or that one or the other one, I'm going to tell you what. There's a whole lot of Christian patriots, a whole lot of veterans, a whole lot of constitutional and Bill of Rights, United States, red-blooded Americans out here who are going to stand up, and we're not going to let you come and take it. We're going to stand for the Lord Jesus. We're going to stand against you and your evil, and you are not going to win. You're not going to prevail, and then when Lord Jesus comes down out of heaven with his archangels and all the angels he's going to bring, and probably Greg, our brother Greg, and a few others, you're just not going to believe. Yeah, Greg Evenson will come. He'll just have, he'll have some kind of rickety halo parachute. He'll jump out of heaven with it, and he'll come down. But I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the time to get caught watching the paint dry. You know what I mean? Like, gotta, this is the time to be at the ready. And why you can, and why you still are able to, if nothing else, you can get one more can of chunky soup. Go into the closet and get the big pop bottle or whatever, the big bucket filled with all your pennies that you drop in. Count them out, take it down to the bank or wherever you get your stuff done, or get you some coin wrappers and wrap them and go cash them in. It'll get you enough to buy you another box of ammunition maybe, and maybe another couple cans of Progresso or chunky soup. And if you're anywhere, even places that have a lot of one, if you have nuclear exchange, if you have nuclear fallout in the air and comes down into water, you got some problems sometimes. You need to have a Berkey water purification system, a filtration system with the black Berkey filters. There are other good filtration systems, but I know that you need one that takes out the viruses, the bacteria, the protozoa, all the parasites, and also the chemicals. Now, that black Berkey filter will take out about 99.5% of all the chemicals, at least 99% of all the chemicals. You can also get additional filters from them that will take out the MTBE, which is in the different gasolines and fuels for the cars. You better be making friends with the old moonshiner in the area. Or you better get yourself a copper still and Mr. Bloom's book, Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too. Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too. I noticed on the pump I was pumping yesterday that it might contain up to 10% ethanol. Now, I've got a flex fuel truck. That's not a problem. There are, if you've got older cars or different cars, it's not flex fuel, there are things and adjustments that can be made and done to make sure that your car is not hurt by running a little alcohol in it. But if the time comes, if you're going to run a little alcohol, some high proof, high test, with a little bit of regular gasoline in it, and if you can get down the road rather than have to walk, you see, rather than have to crawl along the ground or ride your bicycle and pretend you're in downtown Saigon or Hong Kong in the old days or something, carrying your life's work and all your stuff on the back of it and wheeling it along, you may have some bucking and jumping on your truck or your car. But it would be better than not being able to get down the road. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but this is the time to prepare, just like Lord Jesus told you to prepare and urged you to prepare in Matthew 25. Because in Matthew 24, he's already told you that if the time were not short for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. nothing on the planet would be alive. Is that just a joke? You think that's what it is? I don't think so. I think the Lord Jesus was telling you the truth, and he's telling you things that you better wake up to because they're starting to appear right now. They want to come and take your guns. They want to take your guns. Then they're also starting to call for the outlaw of the Republican Party. Some of their media mouthpieces are talking about getting rid of the Republican Party. And what's interesting is that mushmouth McConnell and old Cornyn, I bet Cornyn shows up to the Bilderberg. Lindsey Graham, they're all ready to trade your rights. Do you talk about these red flag laws? Well, this would be real good. You know, if somebody's crazy, they'll do it. Well, who determines they're crazy? Is there any ability of the person that is said to be a threat to themselves or the community under the red flag? Somebody's ex-wife's, ex-girlfriend's boyfriend says it. And then the cops come and SWAT team you and take your weapons. And you have no recourse. And then they'll put you in a booby hatch. But the people are really crazy. They're not going to put in the booby hatch. And I'm just using an old-fashioned terms. I'm not all that insensitive. Not all that insensitive, you see. But I do tend to state the truth plainly so everybody knows where the old hawk is at. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Swinging the ball bat at the Luciferians, right between the eyes and the shins, and popping the collarbones of the old Luciferians. Anything is most needed and welcome. Most needed and welcome, and it could be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. It could be like a silver quarter or something like that. Silver dollar or a check. Send it to Hawk, HAWK 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he protect you and your family against all evil. May he provide you with medical miracles. May he provide you with superabundance and all needed and wanted so that you may endure to the end, which is what he wants you to do. So I'm going to tell you what, you got the World Health Organization that they've been given over to, and now they're the ones talking about the asymptomatic Ebola and the asymptomatic monkeypox and monkeypox this and this and that and the other. And now in California, going to have to go possibly back to masks indoors, you see. That'll be lovely. You get a good tan, but you're going to cover it up with the mask. Get out of California if you can. If you can sell your house for that $2 million and it's 1,700 square feet, move somewhere else. Move to the interior of the United States. You move to Texas, move to Florida. But there are other states too where you might be able to get something for that $2 million like you can't believe. Otherwise, you could get a nice house or a condo on the beach. Or whatever you want to see. But you can also have a modicum of freedom. You can also have an opportunity to talk and speak the way you would like to speak. And to not be challenged about going to church or having your church shut down. You can have a garden. You can have land. But on the other hand, all the people in Texas had better understand that a red Chinese general owns thousands of acres in the center of Texas, and has a huge landing strip on it. And let me tell you something, it ain't for China Air or Southwest or TWA or American Airlines. It's for Red China Joe Airlines, Xi Jinping Airlines. So when the time comes, you see, you might just want to take a look at it and ride out there with some Texas Rangers on some horses, you know? And everybody could be loaded to the gills or dressed to the nines or the 45s or the 308s or the whatever or the 50s or the 45s and just go out there and get you a new airstrip for the Patriot Air Force. For those people in the U.S. military who do not wish to go down the road and compromise the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, then the time will come when you'll have to come out of the line and use orders, query thereof, orders, query thereof. And for the law enforcement, I've got some real good friends in police departments, sheriff's departments, known some over the years, and known some now. There's going to come a real quick time where you're going to be told that you're going to have to implement their martial law, you see, because they're going to use you. They're going to use you as cannon fodder to try to take the people's guns and then justify it, you see, justify then having to bring in the National Guard or the military or the Red Chinese Army, all right, to help hands across the water with the Civil War in America. You want to go back, read Freedom from War. Freedom from War. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. Department of State. Publication number 7277. 7277. Department of State Publication. Disarmament Series 5. Released September 1961. And in there, it gives you the entire program of what they're going to do and how they're going to reduce the armed forces and the arms of the world. The armed forces of the United States and the Soviet Union, I'm reading right from it, would be limited to 2.1 million men each, with appropriate levels not exceeding that amount of, for other military significant states, levels of armaments which would be correspondingly reduced and their production would be limited, an experts commission, probably the WEF or the Bilderbergs, would be established to examine and report on the feasibility and means of accomplishing verifiable reduction and eventual elimination of all chemical, biological, radiological weapons. Peaceful use of outer space will be promoted. That's so that the Luciferian scumbags, the space aliens, can come down and take you over. All right? They're then also going to go in the third stage. States would retain only those forces, non-nuclear armaments and establishments, required for the purpose of maintaining internal order, and they would also support and provide agreed manpower for a UN peace force. We've already done that, but I'm going to tell you, as it goes on down the line, it tells you that the police and the sheriffs and everybody, of course, the people do, earlier than that, have to give up all their firearms. So only the specialized, loving, wonderful internal forces, the Northcoms, can have the power, you see. The FEMA and the Northcom. Continuity of government! Well, I'm going to tell you what. Maybe I'm just a good old rebel, or maybe I'm just a Yankee. Yankee. Or just a good old rebel. But I believe in the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, and I also believe again, and I'm going to read it to you one more time. founding book, the founding law of this land is called the Declaration of Independence, you see. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, like under a Bilderberg or a World Economic Forum, or maybe under Red Chinese or 10 FEMA governors with secret police and troops on you on every corner and trying to take your firearm and confiscating any food you've got so they can redistribute it. And if you give them any stuff, it's pop, pop, two in the head. They leave you dead in the ditch and they take your family and put them on a truck to be taken to the camps to be raped and then maybe fed as fish food, you see, as Soylent Green. So, but when a long train of abuse and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So, understand that, police. Understand that, sheriffs, deputy sheriffs. Understand that, feds, although most of you will not understand it. Your order takers. But you'd better understand that that is the first law of the land, the Declaration of Independence. That's what's created this nation, and that is what is going to keep this nation. And if you get in the way of that, then woe to you, because I'm going to tell you what. You're going to have a heck of a time, one heck of a time, taking away 200 million firearms in this country. And there's going to be more out since the speech he did last night. Since Red China Joe did his speech, and since all the actors, the act-ups in the Congress, all the shitbirds there. Don't give me a bull crap about the Bill of Rights or about the constitutional rights. Why don't you not have MK Ultra cooperating operatives leave front doors to schools open at the precise time? Why do you not have, prior to the events even starting with the alleged MK Ultra mind-controlled shooter shooting his grandmother in the face, prior to that, you had the aircraft from Hood comes down and lands in Uvalde, you see? And then the minute that the MK Ultra alleged shooter is killed, then it then takes back off and goes back to Hood. Did you have some extra shooting boys there, or was it just command and control and flash that right badge and say, hut, 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 cops, you don't go in. Let him kill, let this MK guy kill everybody, right? I don't know, but somebody is ordering, and they don't talk about it on TV, and these smart people act like they've never heard of MK Ultra, never seen it. Even Jesse Ventura did a TV story about it. Of course, those are disappeared. You can't find those anymore. It's just like the History Channel's Hunting for Hitler, which showed all of the, all of the Nazi stuff and all the people and how he went down to Argentina and into Chile and places down there. And then you cannot get that CD player, except in an Australian format, you can't get it in American. Why is that? Because it showed too much crap, and it showed how the FBI knew all about it back in the 40s and 50s. J. Edgar Hoover knew that Hitler was in Argentina. Well, then why didn't J. Edgar Hoover say so? J. Edgar Hitler. Yeah, that's a good one. Hitler in a dress. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't have anything else to say really to you tonight except there's power in the blood of Jesus. And that if you will repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, and no matter how bad you are, no matter how many faces you're seeing, and all the stuff you've done, if you are sincere and you repent to Lord Jesus of your sins and then ask him, Lord, come into my heart and be my Savior, then he will do that and he will start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash you clean. And then if you continue to repent, if you're still challenged, I mean, there's a lot of demonics out there that have been unleashed by Lucifer being on this planet to try to tempt you into this or that or the other. A whole lot of it. But if you will ask the Lord Jesus to come in your heart after you repent, then he will have everlasting life for you in heaven. He'll have everlasting life for you in heaven. And I tell you what, you better find you some high ground, like my friends in Iowa got. You better find some high ground, and you better put your stations out, and you better decide who's going to take which watch. And I'm going to take that. It's a practical thing. Everybody can't go to sleep at 10 o'clock at night or 9:30 and get up at 6 and, you know, work. Somebody's got to stay up all night. Old Hawk tries to do about 2 hours at a time or an hour at a time or a 30-minute nap here, a 30-minute nap there. Well, Hawk, that's not good for you. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not going to let them come to my door at 2:30 in the morning like they did one Saturday night a few years ago. And a red Chinese guy is out there in $1,000 shoes and a $2,000 sport coat. And he's saying in pidgin English, you got those pair of shoes on, you're not talking pidgin English, okay? Oh, please, you must help me, open up to help me. And the Lord says, don't look at his eyes, look at his hand. And he had that little gun down there. And I told him, you better get off my porch, or I'm going to ventilate you through the door. And maybe he jumped off the porch. Don't go into their loose fairy knife without a fight. Stock up on food and ammo and any kind of a medical supplies, any kind of stuff you're going to need. Get the gasoline put back in the appropriate containers. So you've at least got a tank for your truck or car you got. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike a blow. Right now, you can just strike a blow on the Bilderberg meeting. A bow. Boom. From up in space. And they would just think a lightning bolt from heaven. And it might just be. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey LaFleur, Mickey, you're bad to the bone. Road and track and L. May the Lord Jesus protect against all evil. He loves you. Be tough, be athletic, but also be smart and start to read books. Read about science.